Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.
Another awesome event is happening very, very soon as well. In fact, it's on the 18th of May, the week before that. Now, you might remember me chatting with songwriter Callum Broome around about this time last year, in fact, about his idea for an event that essentially has two purposes. One, to raise awareness of mental health issues and raise money for mental health charities, but two, to promote and support songwriters' original music. Well, he is back. He is doing it again because it was so successful last year, and my word, he's got some excellent people on board for the event. So I caught up with him and also June Christian from I'll Listen, which is the charity he's raising money for this year. And I started by asking Callum where the idea for the event came from.
I see on social media about what goes on in England and in other parts of the UK that they host songwriters charity events, and so I thought, why can't we have something like that over here? Because the songwriter's talent is there, we just need to have that platform to be able to perform in public our original content. And because it's for mental health as well, because it's Mental Health Awareness Week, it's quite apt. So I was chatting to my friend Mike Wade over at the Black Dog Oven in Peel. We came to an agreement that we were going to have this charity songwriters event, and I got in contact with June to talk about that for I Listen, for being the main charity for this event.
Well, June, let's come to you, because this covers a lot of bases really for you, doesn't it? Because, you know, you've been a music promoter and supporter for many years over here, and you also now working with I Listen. I mean, this does tick those boxes, doesn't it? Because as Callum was just suggesting there, music can be really good for your mental health, can't it?
Yeah, and he's right. Over here, there aren't many places for people to go and express themselves when people find themselves in all sorts of tricky situations. A lot of people do turn to music. They turn to listening to music, turn to writing music, performing music, just art in general. So it's great what Cal's doing.
And you've yourself have organised events sort of for mental health yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, something that I really enjoy doing. It's something that we do at I'll Listen now as well, through the Music and Mental Health series, I'll Listen Live. And we did the heavy mental health with Jenny and stuff. So it's good. Performers love it. You've got a lot of people on this year, haven't you? There's lots of people.
Yeah. We've got a few new performers this year, which I'm really glad about.
Well, do the big old advertising post then. So and when is it? We've hinted at Peel.
So again, it's at the Black Dog, thanks to Mike and to the Black Dog team. So it's going to be good. We're hoping to have a special pizza made. I'm hoping that that's going to go through.
Fingers no pressure,
crossed.
Mike. We believe in you.
No pressure, Mike. and Josie as well.
And what's the date of it?
It's the 18th of May.
So it is fast approaching.
So it's fast approaching. 18 days from now, or 17 days from now, whatever you want to call it. 2 p.m. start through till about 10 o'clock, half 10.
And my word, you've got a heck of a lineup. So you kick things off, don't you?
Then after myself, it's good old Alex Harris, who is getting back into live music.
Yay!
As well, and performing his own songs as well. After Alex, we've got Steve Nash and Sabina.
Otherwise known as Nash and Bean,
yeah.
Which is a great little duo.
So we'll have them for 30 odd minutes. And then after that, after Steve and Sabina, we've got Matt Kelly.
Bit of a local legend.
And after Matt, we've got three debutants.
Tell us about Dylan.
Dylan is a guy that I heard about when I was performing at the open mic night at the Heron, organised by Alex Cowley. But he does his own songs, from what I understand. But we don't know what style of music he performs.
It's going to be a magical surprise.
Yeah.
My neighbour wasn't he, with Matt Burrows
and, oh, and Steve
Henford, yeah.
Oh, and, so that's where Dylan's
from. They played
from.
At Compton's, yeah. He was the,
they're awesome.
He used to do the dough shift at Secret Pizza back in the day. Yeah, he's a good one, yeah.
Next after Dylan is Mr. Terence George, which is going to be great as ever. Terry's a good lad. And Matt Burrows as well. So we've managed to get him and Terry and Dylan involved as well.
And then you've got the winner of the Riff's original songwriting competition.
Yes. Now, that was something that I had come up with at the very last minute, because I was actually at the final at Quids, and I thought, why don't I get the four finalists? Unfortunately, they all said yes. Yeah, so
you've got Wes Clark.
Yeah, so we've got Wes again, and we've got Wes Clark and Dan Looney again. Again, great guys. And the next act is one that most people would have heard of, Joey Wilde.
Yes.
My good mate Joey.
Well, speaking of Joey, let's remind ourselves how great he is. Here he is with Can I Hold Your Cape.
It's 3 a.m. The phone rings, this is the end. Now you live in my memory. I wish the time would just stand still so I could tell you how I feel about the life you gave to me. Although you couldn't fly, you changed the world with just your smile. There's no deny, I'll always see the hero that's inside and in my mind. 'Cause it's so hard to say goodbye. We weren't given too much time. Now you watch us till we wake. So can I hold your cape? I'm trying so hard not to cry. Though the tears fill up my eyes, you are the best man, no mistake. So can I hold your cape? Look at the pictures on the wall. There you are, you're standing tall, looking after the family. And there are things we've learned to know, like how to make your garden grow. It's always beautiful to see. And when we were in need, you come to us with super speed. We all agree, this house just ain't the same without you with me. So when I say believe me, 'cause it's so hard to say goodbye. We weren't given too much time. Now you watch us till we wake. So can I hold your cape? I'm trying so hard not to cry. Though the tears fill up my eyes, you are the best man, no mistake. So can I hold your cape? Life goes on, now you've gone. We'll do our best to make sure she's alright. I didn't understand when you took my hand. This was just your way to say goodbye. You spread your wings and you learned how to fly. Like a hero, you soar it through the sky. 'Cause it's so hard to say goodbye. We weren't given too much time. Now you watch us till we wake. So can I hold your cape? I'm trying so hard not to cry. Though the tears fill up my eyes, you are the best man, no mistake. So can I hold your cape? Can I hold your cape? Can I hold your cape?
That was Joey Wilde. The most recent one I have from him, that's called Can I Hold Your Cape, and it is a tribute to a family member. It's a beautiful song. Joey Wilde is just one of the people performing at the Black Dog Oven and Peel on the 18th of May. It all kicks off at 2 p.m. There's also Wes Clark, Steve Nash, Dan Looney, Matt Kelly. The Ballags are finishing it all off with an extended set, and the whole thing has been put on by Callum Brew. Callum Brew has decided to raise money in this event for I'll Listen. And I asked you and Christian, what events like this mean for charities like his?
Well, community events such as the one that Cal does are so important to I'll Listen because they do that really, really difficult job of raising awareness, not only of the charity and the money that will get raised on the day. It's about ensuring that we're looking after each other. Mm-hmm. And anybody that knows anybody that might be struggling is aware that there is a place for anybody under 25, anybody in the schools that has a short turnaround on waiting times and is available, and there's plenty of people out to help. So, you know, little events like Cal does, we do hundreds of them, then the island's in a far better place. And it's great for the artists. As you say, like, I love putting on music events, and it is super satisfying when you get a room full of really talented people who don't often get that chance to do what they really, really love because they're afraid to do it in the pub, or then, or they just don't get the opportunities. Or, and new artists coming through, it's brilliant. And people should aim for the stars.
Yeah, they
really
good
should
show.
When they go out and they play these songs in their original style, they got to give it their all, because you never know, do you?
That's so true. Well, listen, it's always a joy catching up. So again, we need a good old final plug. So
yeah.
Place, date, time.
Yep. So Inside the Mind of Songwriters for Mental Health, 18th of May at the Black Dog, Oven and Peel. 2 p.m. start through till 10 o'clock, 10:30. Make sure to enjoy the event, come down, support the charity, support the artist, but also to appreciate their creativity.
Yeah.
As well. That's the key thing. Appreciating the creativity will mean a lot to these artists.
Well said.
Because it'll be songs that they will have written, you know, whether it's brand new songs that they've only just written and they have performed in recent months and weeks, but also to put the old songs that they've written out, you know, out of the books and onto the stage.
It's a good showcase, isn't it, for them?
Yeah.
A really good showcase for them.
Shows their journey.
It does show their journey, quite right.
And I am hoping that we are, and I'm a little bit of a disclaimer for next year's songwriters event. I'm already thinking ahead. There is going to be the potential of a band coming from continental Europe.
My word!
I am discussing with the leader of the band that perform slightly folky music.
Are they going to be on Eurovision this?
No, they're not. No.
As ever, it's all about charity. It's all about music. It's all about original music. Callum Brew, well done for organising another fab one. We look forward to hearing how it goes. Get yourselves down there to the Black Dog Oven. Gurumayit! I love how it sounds like at the end of that chat, after Callum says, no, they're not on Eurovision, it sounds like he throws his papers down and storms off. He didn't, I promise, he really didn't. Anyway, many thanks to Callum Brew and Jew and Christian for that chat. Callum, who's organised the event, and Jew and Christian representing I'll Listen there. Well, really, what we should do is give you a taster of one of the acts again that is going to be playing. It is a live lounge, after all. And a little while ago, Terence George, who is going to be playing at this event, popped into the live lounge and recorded a little session for us. I thought you might like to hear it.
This next song is called The Birds, or aka The Train Song.
The Train Song?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with trains, but it kind of, it's like when we're playing it as a band, Ed, the drummer's kind of got a bit of a shuffle on. It's kind of got like a sort of sound to it, so that's where that name comes from. Everyone knows it's a train song now, so cool. I stay in bed all day, trying to keep my mind from going astray, telling me with their eyes that I need to behave. I look out at the light, reach out and I hold the world tight. We've only got an hour until you wake up. Now I hear the birds calling at the break of day. They tell me not to misbehave and that I shouldn't stay away. I'm sleeping through the morning, in through the afternoon. It's usually the night I choose, the only time where I don't feel confused. So leave me be, this world is my fantasy. It may seem that I'm on my own, the stars give me all the love I need. Tell me not to misbehave, and that I shouldn't stay away. Now I don't really mind what it is that you see. Remember to be kind, perspective is everything.
That was Terence George, recorded for us in the Live Lounge not too long ago now. And Terry is playing at that event, Inside the Mind of Songwriters for Mental Health, is at the Black Dog Oven on the 18th of this month. So not next week, but the week after. Get yourselves down there, raising money for I'll Listen. It is a fabulous event.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge, supported by Villa Gaiety. For the latest Watson information, visit villagaiety.com.